Welcome to another episode of East Coast Rams Podcast. I'm your co-host Ashton here with my awesome co-host Zach. First off, guys, please like and subscribe if you guys love our content, because we love y'all. Please comment down below, what was your favorite Rams free agency move and what was your least favorite? And I think we have a good idea.
We'll talk about that later. Let's start about the fun stuff first. We'll get to the bad stuff later. Let's talk about that. But if you haven't, we did a Aaron Donald tribute video. So make sure you go after this one, go to that one, because that one's also really good. So
yeah, because you know, Zach, you know, with the fact that the front office is saying, because the front office has never lied to us before. So the front office is saying they knew Aaron Donald was retiring. You know what they did with their very first free agency signing outside of the organization? They went out and got a top-tier edge rusher or a top-tier defensive tackle.
They did not.
Is this a wrong script?
Wrong script.
I'm sorry, guys.
Not the fantasy script. We need the actual hard copy script.
Are you sure Parkinson doesn't know how to edge rush? Are you sure of that?
I'm pretty sure. He's a big dude.
Wait. I just saw we signed Michael Hoyt, everyone. We are fine on the edge front. We're fine pressure-wise. Our defense is definitely not going to struggle to have pressure without the
best. All right. Let's reel it back a little bit and talk about some of these free agency news. Because the Rams, I mean, outside of today, I mean, so we're recording on Friday. So this is the day that Aaron Donald had officially retired. Honestly, I think everyone up until this point was getting really excited about this upcoming season. It seemed, other than maybe the edge case, but a bum, is really the one part that I think the piece was that was missing. So let's kind of go through that a little bit of what kind of the free agency look like moving forward. So I'll start off and then kind of pick your brain a little bit. The first two were really internal picks. Pickups, we kept wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson, re-signed him to a one-year deal. I think that's a good move. I think he really plays well. Yeah, for five mil. I think it's a really good move. He played really well, especially in the second half of the season when Tutu went down. He got a lot more targets. He was a really good threat piece. So I think between Kupp, Puka, and Robinson, I think that's a really good, solid 1-2-3, having 2-2 as, you know, 3-4 in that kind of slot spot, I think is a good choice. I think they'll still look somebody in the draft to pick up. You know, I really thought T. Higgins would have been a good fit, but I think he's going to be a little bit too much for a wide receiver 3. Just kind of my two cents there. Anything you want to say about Robinson?
So I thought he was going to end up being more expensive. I thought other team was going to snipe him. I played really well. His route running was fantastic. He had sure hands, and he earned Stafford's respect. So great depth piece. I think we saw in 22 a wide receiver core that was very thin, that didn't have a lot of depth, and we really got hurt once Kupp went down that year. So, like you said, we're going to have to add in draft because two of our people are one-year deals. Tutu only has a year left. Robinson only has a year left, and he's getting on the older side. So, yeah, good deal. Happy he got signed.
Yeah, I definitely still think, like I said, between the draft and another free agent pickup, I think there's still some room to get a wide receiver in there to kind of, again, help that thinning wide receiver line for the future. Because, again, even past this year, like you said, we're really down to really Puka and Kupp, you know, and depending on what Kupp's future looks like, you know, it could just be Puka. So kind of see where it goes there. The biggest, and I think the most fan favorite internal decision that they decided was was Kevin Dotson. Re-signing him to a three-year deal worth $48 million with $32 million guaranteed. I think you, Ashton, thought that the price was probably a little too, maybe higher than you what you think were thinking of him getting paid. But it's a good conversation that the Rams felt like they weren't going to, and I think he even said the Rams weren't planning on lowballing him. They knew his worth. They were just trying to kind of find out what's that reasonable number that both parties would be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. I think people are misunderstanding my point of view. I was more saying it was just risky. Sure. I wasn't necessarily saying it was a bad signing. He earned the contract the way he played last year. Yeah. I definitely agree with anyone who says that. The question is, can he continue playing like that? And this is a team, and that's why I didn't think they were going to end up paying Dotson, was because they just paid Noteboom this large sum of money without a lot of background or a lot of evidence to show that he could keep on playing at a high level. And that backfired on them. So didn't expect the front office to do this move. And they didn't just do one big lineman pay move. They did two. So it was definitely shocking. But, you know, well-deserved. And if he keeps on playing like last year, our line going to be nasty. It's going to be a nasty line.
Yeah, I mean, so also in some of the other news that came out today was they did restructure Joe Noteboom's contract to kind of save $8 million up front. Or to save about $7 million, I think, $7 to $8 million up front. Moving that money kind of down the line a little bit. But the Rams do save some money going into free agency and stuff like that. So that's kind of a good move that they did. So I'm glad. I mean, Kevin Dotson, again, like, you know, when you're looking at this offensive line, you're like, all right, we can't just keep recycling different players in and out. We want some consistency here. And so we have Steve Avila. He's been a solid piece. We have Havenstein. He's a solid piece. We may still have Alaric Jackson. He's a solid piece. We have Joe Noteboom, who is a kind of a Swiss Army knife. I mean, he can kind of go wherever you need him to for a few games. And so I
he's
think
a good spot good, fill. Yeah. Good spot fill. And
so I, you know, I like having him on the team. But then there's a couple of other things that they did to kind of show us what their plan was. And that was kind of the next big signing was getting offensive guard Jonah Jackson, signing a three-year deal for $51 million. Yep. That includes $34 million guaranteed. This signing right here showed us on the wall what this season was going to look like as far as the offensive line, because they picked up a right guard or left guard.
He's a left guard.
They picked up a left guard. So they picked up a left guard. So we knew either Alaric Jackson, draft pick, Noteboom, somebody going to be in that left tackle spot. Obviously, now we know Jonah Jackson. He's going to fill that left guard spot, which means Steve Avila has to go somewhere. He has a history of being a center. He played 100% of the snaps last year. He is a big reason of success for that offensive line. He's going to shift to the center, which means Coleman Shelton's kind of being pushed out a little bit. Then you have Dotson, and then you have Havenstein. So that is a really, you know, obviously the left guard or the left tackle, we're still kind of, you know, figuring that out at 100%. But we have that solid piece, which means Coleman Shelton's kind of being pushed out, which he's actually now being signed with the Bears. So kind of filling in our offensive line plan. How do you feel about this plan?
I definitely think it shows an inclination they want to run heavy offense next year. I'll be interested if they do more 12 personnel, focusing on that extra tight end we just signed, and we'll talk about him in a few seconds. He's a run-blocking tight end. Jonah Jackson has a great history of being really good in the run game. His passing isn't so hot, and that's kind of like my slight reservation. I still think he was better historically than we've been at guard passing wise, but I am a little bit worried about teams overloading that left side between him and Alaric between two those Jacksons. Two, yeah, between both Jacksons, I'm a little worried about overloading. So, but good signing. He is expensive. They're putting a lot of money into that position. But the good thing is they matched up the contracts to when Avila will need to be re-signed, so we can eventually move off of one of these guys.
Yes. All right. So you alluded to this already, but let's go talk about tight end Colby Parkinson signing a 3-year, $22.5 million deal that includes $15 million guaranteed. He is coming from the Seahawks. How do you feel about this? I mean, it's interesting because right now, Davis Allen. Man, I'm getting people's. I'm like switching people's names up right now. So you have him who had a really good, actually, 2023 season. I mean, he really shined a lot when he was given his chance. But now you have Higbee, who they re-signed, you know, in 2023. They gave him an extension. And then, unfortunately, in the wild card round, he got a cheap shot and season-ending injury, which now he's looking like he's not going to be able to be available until, you know, mid-season probably at best. So they needed somebody at that position. But is it worth paying doing another tight end for a 3-year, $22.5 million deal? What are you thinking?
Oh, it's not like we're paying 20 mil to tight ends next year. And that's 5 mil more than Travis Kelce. Just, yeah, totally normal. For Higbee's.
McVay loves his tight ends.
Apparently. Yeah, guys, I'm going to be honest. This was an overpay for blocking tight end. Maybe he's undervalued. Maybe the front office sees something that I don't. Happens all the time. So, like, benefit of doubt there. I just think at 7 mil, you could have got someone with the same. He was top 10 in blocking stats. So I think all it tells me is they were willing to pay for a certain scheme next year, a certain running scheme.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit, because I do think he was underutilized really in Seattle. I mean, you look at him, possibly. And he's a 6'7", 251 pounds. He's, you know, he's an inch taller than Higbee, roughly about the same weight. I mean, I think he's going to be a good blocker. I think he's going to be a good red zone target. I mean, he is a tall man. And so I think he has the capabilities to be an offensive weapon for McVay, which that's what McVay is looking for. He's looking for offensive weapons. And when you have somebody at that size, I think it could be a good matchup. But then also making sure you have somebody who can do that run blocking. I mean, if you look at 2022, he caught 25 passes for 322 yards and 2 touchdowns. In 2023, he also had 25 passes for 247 yards and 2 touchdowns. So obviously a little bit decline as if you go from, you know, yard to reception ratio. But again, it's the Seattle Seahawks. They weren't playing, you know, the best football that they have. And again, I think Seattle in their offensive structure doesn't utilize tight ends like a lot of other teams do, as far as the passing game goes.
Yeah, they also traded for a few, like they got Noah Fant. So they kind of like really populated that tight end room with decently good tight ends. And when you don't use tight ends live, you kind of get lost in noise. So we'll see about him. Next up, Zach, our old boy D. Willie is back. I love Darius Williams. 3 years on a really, really cheap deal. So we used all those savings to sign the tight end, but I'm happy we got Darius Williams back.
I'm really excited about this. You know, I was really disappointed when they had to move on from him after the Super Bowl run. You know, obviously you can't keep everybody every year, but him coming back, I think definitely helped Shula out. Obviously, especially when they knew AD was kind of leaving, not saying he's going to replace AD, but like having someone who's familiar with the Rams defense, because even with Shula, it's not going to change drastically. I think that there's concepts, a lot of the concepts are still going to be the same. And I think Darius Williams is going to be that veteran leader who can kind of help, you know, keep that defense on its toes. So I'm really excited about that. Fun note about, you know, this whole deal. And this was actually brought out by our buddy Blaine with the Turf Show Times. And he noted that letting Darius Williams go to Jacksonville for two seasons really allowed the Rams to get 3 5th round 2023 compensatory picks. The third of those was used to pick Puka Nacua. So, you know, and now we come into 2024 season and we'll have both Puka and Darius
Williams back. Yeah. And he still played really good in Jacksonville. He's getting on the older side. So I don't think he's like a Jalen Ramsey, like super locked down, but I think he's going to be better than what we had last year. So
I think so. And if the Rams can figure out a way to keep Akella Witherspoon too, I think that, again, having Akella Witherspoon, Darius Williams, and again, kind of the guys that we kind of have still on the plate, I think really can get us into where we were missing in our secondary before, which then I guess dives into our next pick. Do you want to talk about Cameron Curl?
Yes. So if some of you guys don't know, I live probably an hour outside of DC. So yes, I see a lot of Commanders games and get forced with my eyeballs open to see them and talk to a lot of coworkers here, Commander fans. I really appreciated Cameron Curl. I really liked his play. I thought he was in the top three defensive players on the Commanders. And, you know, he was someone who, when I put out my list of safeties that I really wanted the Rams to sign, he was on the second half. There were like three where I was like elite safeties, like Poyer, Simmons, and stuff like that. And then I second tier, like also guys I would really, really like to sign that I think would be an upgrade from some of the safeties leaving. And Cameron Curl, he's up there. Some people keep on saying, and I disagree with this, that he is more of like a run-stopping tight end, or not tight end, a safety. More of like run-blocking, really good in the box. He is really good in box. But I think he's fantastic, especially in zone coverage. I think he's underrated in zone coverage. And a lot of people just go off of the fact that he was constantly put by very bad DBs in terrible situations and making the best out of it, might I add. They kind of fell apart last year, and that's why Washington's letting a lot of these guys go. But Cameron Curl is a steal, and he is worth every penny. I think fans are going to love him, and he's definitely an upgrade from Jordan Fuller, in my opinion.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Jordan Fuller, even though, you know, I'm a fan favorite of Jordan Fuller, he did move on to the Panthers. So that was also officially done as of today as Friday as well. So the Rams do lose out on that, but they do gain Curl, which, again, I also thought he was underrated, particularly because he was with Washington.
You know, yeah.
It is what it is.
So yeah, Washington struggling. Just like at stadium.
The other internal news is that the Rams are keeping Christian Roseboom for another year. So the details of that are not really clear yet. Let's talk real quick before we talk about to the kind of the weird, strange, never thought in our lifetime we would see news. Rams did tender Michael Hoyt, It's kind of unclear which version of the tender are they doing, either a second round or an original. It does mean a little bit of difference to that, but they did put a second round tender on AJ Jackson.
They can't do 2 seconds. So it either has to be first or original. So I'm guessing original. I think the first is 7 mil. So I don't think they're paying Hoyt 7 mil. Please don't tell me that's the case.
Yeah. So, I mean, probably right now he's probably looking around that 3 million deal. So
yeah,
we'll kind of keep our eyes on that.
And both Roseboom and Hoyt, great rotation. Let's not get wrong.
Rotation pieces.
We joke. Really good rotation pieces in certain spots.
Yeah. Hoyt had some time to fly. Yeah. I just don't think that they're going to be a, you know,
not starters.
70 to 80. Yeah. Not starters, not 70 to 80% snap counts. They're really good in that 40 to 30% range, I think.
In that's small where they really, doses. Really small doses.
And Roseboom was always good in special teams too. Like he played a really well spot in that area too.
Zach, do you want to talk about how beautiful this free agency was? The cream, the cherry on top of this beautiful free agency. And maybe that will probably end up being the video name, Rams Beautiful Free Agency, because we just added the most beautiful man in the NFL locker room. Jimmy G coming in. Jimmy G is now a Los Angeles Ram, and that's going in the history books.
This is one of your fake scripts that you put out here for me that I have to read. There is no way that Jimmy G, the former 49er quarterback who Aaron Donald sacked to get himself a ring, is coming back to the Rams on the same day that he announced his retirement. No way. I don't believe you. This is not real. Fake news script. This is a script. We're going to have to cut this.
It's real. It's real. But rest assured, it's not like Kelly Stafford saying she wants Stafford to retire today. Not like that's happening. Ignore that.
It's not happening.
Jimmy G is going to be most likely a backup quarterback for your Los Angeles Rams. And in all seriousness, guys, this is an upgrade from Wentz. Wentz, while a good backup, Jimmy G is a better thrower. Like, that Raiders team was a complete mess. Let's be honest. I was giving my coworker, who's a Raiders fan, a lot of crap. I don't like Jimmy G as a starter, but as a backup, I actually think if it's in a squeeze, he kind of fits our system right now for how it is for Stafford.
I was never a big fan last offseason when everyone wanted Wentz on the team. I get that. I was never a big fan of that kind of pairing. But I have a system of quarterbacks I like and dislike. Wentz was at the bottom, but really Jimmy G is actually, like, I thought he was buried underneath, that it could never happen. And now that it's happening, the only positive thing is that we better get all the intel on Shanahan. I mean, I know he's 1 year removed.
But listen to me, Zach. You get to see that face on TV every week. That beautiful face. Beautiful face.
I don't care.
No lie, with my coworker, every time I would come in after Sunday on Monday, I'd be like, how many interceptions he throw? My coworker would be like, shut up. I'm like, but his face was beautiful. He's like, yeah, his face is beautiful. So, like, you got
all right. Yes, we have Jimmy G. It is not. It is real. We are going to have to deal with it.
Good work, Rams. Way to cheer up the fan base on its, like, worst day. You're like, ooh. Like, I hope they're saving something special for tomorrow. I wonder what they're going to do next.
Man.
Are you guys going to trade for Debo Samuels next?
Yeah, I don't know. We still got some stuff to do. there's still some free agency moves that they can play, some trades they can do. Obviously, we still have the draft to come up with, so plenty of stuff that we're going to be able to talk about. I'm really excited about it. I think we got, you know, this was kind of a meat week, whether you liked it or not. It was a lot of information, a lot of news coming out. It's better than last year where the Rams literally did nothing during free agency period. So actually seeing them make moves, whether we like them or not, is still encouraging that they can make these types of moves. So super excited about that. Yeah. I am excited about this season. It's going to be different. Don't know how the defense is going to handle it. I'm hopeful that maybe the offense will just play 70%, and so we won't have to see the defense on the field very often. I think that could be a strategy of McVay, but we will see. The only the other thing that I think we could just bring up briefly, just because it kind of goes into it, is the draft. The Rams were awarded compensatory. I can never say that word. Draft picks for 2024. It's a third, 3-6 comp picks. It was a third, 3-6 and a seventh. So pretty good.
There's a fifth in there. We have 11.
There is a fifth. Yes. From the Steelers.
Yep. We have 11 picks. And yeah, we'll watch on the first night. We'll be watching.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll obviously we're gonna stay in the first round. They're not gonna leave the first round. They rented a beach. They're not gonna give up the first round. They reserved a beach. They reserved a beach.
They had a house beach.
Right. They've always had a house. When they haven't had a first round pick, they've had a house. Now they rented a beach for fans to attend.
Oh, and AD wasn't gonna retire.
And well, okay. Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap this episode of the East Coast Rams podcast up. Please make sure you follow us. The best way to follow us is on X. You can find us at East Coast Rams. You can find me at Zach Mayer. You can find Ashen at RamFanAshen1. You can also find us on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, you're already here. Like, subscribe, comment, smash that bell. If you're not watching us, then go watch us, youtube.com/@EastCoastRams. You can also find us on Instagram. You can find us on Threads. You can find us on all the socials. So please be on the lookout for all of our latest posts. Ashton, is there anything else you want to bring up before we wrap it up?
We will rally around Jimmy G and play great football, Zach.
We're going to cut that out of post. But it has been fun. Please make sure you also check out our other episode that we also did tonight. It is our Aaron Donald tribute video talking about his greatness, our fond memories of him, you know, how he destroyed Jimmy G in the NFC Championship game. So all fun things that you should listen to. As Ashton said, down in the comments below, please let us know what you think about the free agency pick so far. What was your best? What was your worst? And we will see you next time. Whose house? Rams house.